Sports.com. What's on your mind? From the studios of the Voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, Mandan. And our affiliates, KCJB, 910 AM and Minot, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, KTGO Tioga, KLTC Dickinson. We appreciate the fact that you are listening today and welcome your calls, questions, and comments on any and all issues. Telephone numbers are 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. There's a Farm Bill deal. Don't know the details. I'm going to ask our guests from the North Dakota Farm Bureau about that before we let them go. And what else is in the news? While you were sleeping, the President of the United States said he will, by executive order, raise the minimum wage for federal employees to $10.10. What do you think of that idea? We have Governor Dayton in Minnesota sending out the National Guard, going door to door asking if folks have enough propane. Because there's a bit of a propane shortage? Do you think Governor Dalrymple will do the same thing, or do you think that's a crazy idea? We want you to weigh in on that, too. And lots of other issues today on the program. We'll continue our chat in just a moment with our friends from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Reminder that the North Dakota Family Alliance, in partnership with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, is hosting an All-Pro Dads event at the north end of the Kirkwood Mall tonight at 6:30. It is free, and they're also handing out free T-shirts and free popcorn. And popcorn did it for me. They had me a popcorn, so I'll be there. But it's really a neat thing. Tony Dungy started this program called All Pro Dads, and it's very simple. It says just if you bring dads and kids together once a month, do a little breakfast, do it at your school. It highlights the importance of dads spending time with their kids. I get terribly guilty when I hear about programs like this and think, am I spending enough time with the kids? You know, am I really spending enough time with them? And I think it's good for every parent to kind of have that little introspection every now and then. Got a senior. He'll be at UND next year. You know, so the time is precious, right? You got a freshman.
Yeah, because once he's out to UND, he's not going to be wanting to hang around Pops.
No, he already doesn't want to hang around Pops. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
In fact, I was supposed to MC an event at his school on Wednesday, and I have to be at the Sweet Crude Travel Center for tomorrow's show. He was the happiest guy in the world, but I had to be in Grassy Butte when he, you know. He didn't want me anywhere near the school for the,
his time is coming.
Yeah, anyway. And by the way, speakers tonight include the Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley and the University of Mary head women's basketball coach Rick Newman. So 6:30 Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck tonight, All Pro Dads chapter. Maybe you start one in your neighborhood. Great fun. Find out more at the North Dakota Family Alliance website. We'll see you there tonight. All right. Telephone numbers again, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We continue our chat now with Doyle Johannes, president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and North Dakota Farm Bureau District 7 Director Wes Klein, sharing their concerns over the North Dakota Industrial Commission's special places proposal that is before the commission tomorrow. Sometime between 11:30 and 5, they'll be voting on it at the state capitol. Doyle and Wes, sorry to keep you over the break, and just a couple more questions for you, if you don't mind, before we leave. And before the break, Wes, you were really describing a scenario with the National Park Service and some interaction with landowners that is, it sounds ominous to me. And what I'm having trouble understanding is how you think this proposal by the Attorney General hurt that, further inflame that. How do you? That's already happening. So you see this proposal as making that worse?
Yes, I do. We're inviting the National Park Service, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Bureau of Land Management. We're inviting them outside of their authorized, their congressional authorization. And anytime you do that, you're not going to be able to develop produce in these areas. And just the last example I want to give you is the National Park Service at the Knife River Union Village in Stanton, north of Stanton, they have a buffer zone. And make no doubt about it, this will be a buffer zone, not review. All of North Dakota is open to review by the Industrial Commission. That's nothing new, and that's already codified in statute. But this buffer zone, the private property owners that are within this buffer zone, they cannot do anything unless they ask the National Park Service. There is a family down there that they have sat since the conception of the institution of the National Park Service, the Knife River Indian Village, and because their house sits on one side of the line, their garage would sit in this buffer zone. They have never been able to build a garage. The National Park Service refuses to give them permission to build a garage onto their house that sits on the wrong side of the line. These people, the history is there of how they operate and how they act with private property owners. That is not going to change. And by the Industrial Commission inviting these federal agencies outside of their congressional authorization, that is what we will have as private property owners. And that's so. Thank you.
Last question. This is actually a comment from a listener. Mike sends us a note. So Scott and Todd, I think all of us need to take a step back and really rethink our opinions of the energy industry. While I am pro-business, I have been apprehensive about the oil industry in part because of personal experiences I've had with the huge disrespect that some of the people coming into our state have shown. Examples: causing accidents by driving too fast for the conditions, ignoring weather conditions. Yesterday, I counted 4 semi-trailers in the ditch between Underwood and Minot. All 4 of them were carrying energy-related equipment. One was a taker with hazardous materials. I also see pickups in the ditch, all with either appointed plates or out-of-area plates. As a volunteer fireman who has to go out and help these people, I find it's appalling. No industry is that important that we all need to kill our citizens or our guests over one delay of life. The good side of the energy industry is that our state is growing. We're bringing North Dakotans back home. Our young generation can stay and work here if they want. Many of the new people transferring in from other states are amazed at how nice North Dakota is. They want to join our communities, and we need to make them and their families welcome. We should not gouge them with high rents. We should treat them the same as we want to be treated. In closing, I, along with fellow North Dakotans and our new residents, need to treat each other with respect. To everyone that is not willing to do this, we would be best if they would leave our great state now, not ruin it by throwing trash in the dishes and conduct unethical business practices, which are inherent of any gold rush of any kind in any industry. Now, he's not specifically talking about, obviously, this particular debate, but Doyle, I think what he's saying is too much is happening too fast, and, you know, these kind of additional protections might not be a bad idea to just kind of breathe a little bit. What do you say to that particular? You're obviously in the ag industry. He's talking about the energy industry, but it's part of this debate.
Well, you know, I can understand. I can understand his point, but I think there are procedures in place to help this a little bit. But the point I want to make, that I really want to make, I think is important, this whole discussion here, is when we look at these 18 designated special places, many of them are privately owned. I mean, White Butte, the highest point in North Dakota, that's completely privately owned down there. And if you take a 2-mile setback around that, that's roughly 10,000 acres. Well, did the landowner, did they have an option of opting out of this designation? I don't know how they came about with these 18 spots, but do they have an option to opt out of that? They don't want to be part of that. Maybe some landowners think that's a good thing, and that's fine if they do. But there should be an option for them other than some heavy hand of government coming in and say, your property is now under our jurisdiction, and we will tell you what you can do with it. And I think that's a really a dangerous place to go and a precedence to set in North Dakota, that we can arbitrarily, the government can come in and arbitrarily have people to come in and tell you what you can and can't and decide what's best for your property that costs them nothing. And it's your livelihood, your barely livelihood. So that's one of our biggest concerns.
It's understandable. We've heard it from other folks as well. I would gauge our listeners at about somewhere in the neighborhood of 7-3 against this idea, if I had to handicap it right now. And obviously, you've given us another perspective from the Attorney General yesterday. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. Appreciate it very much. Doyle, quickly, have you had a chance to look at the Farm Bill compromise?
Yep.
What do you think?
They're getting emails and questions about that early this morning, and I it's just, you know, of course, 960 some odd pages of it. You know, it's kind of hard to digest, but a couple of things that are important there. There are some good things, and of course that is that I think we're given the option of revenue protection or target price, you know, that we can choose that, you know, as far as for, you know, our farming operations, and that's a decision we're going to have to make, which could be good for North Dakota. I think we got a favorable target rate for like wheat, not so good for corn, but things like that. But, of course, you know, one of the biggest disappointments is they did tie conservation to the crop insurance, and we've been, you know, pretty much against that, you know, since the beginning of time, but that, you know, since this was debate has been going on. So that's a couple of the key issues right there that we see with the Farm Bill. There's a lot of things that it just came out of committee and still just the, you know, the leadership is still digesting it, trying to figure it all out. But that's a couple of the high points that we've heard so far.
And now with Colin Peterson supporting it, I would imagine that it will pass since it has the ranking member of the Democratic Committee side. So the vote is tomorrow, by the way, in the House. So we'll watch that one closely. And Congressman Kevin Cramer joins us for the Talk Radio Town Hall tomorrow, so we'll have more details then as well. Gentlemen, thanks for the time today. Appreciate the update, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
North Dakota Farm Bureau President Doyle Johannes and their District 7 Director Wes Klein on some issues on this important debate. And a lot of different views on this, so follow it closely and weigh in. Be at the Industrial Commission meeting tomorrow. It is happening quick. Okay, take a break. Come back with more of your calls after this time out. This is What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The annual Best of the Best in Wheat and Soybean Research and Marketing Workshops will be held Wednesday, February 5th at the Alera Center in Grand Forks and Thursday, February 6th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help producers make better farm management decisions. Hands-on demonstrations will enable producers to get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. Although these sessions are free of charge for farmers, pre-registration is strongly encouraged. CEU credits are also available. For session times and to register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link. Smallgrains.org, click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 27th, 2014. Gold opened this morning at $1,266.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,312.43, $652.21 for a half ounce, or $328.11 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,312.43, $656.21, and $328.11.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Somebody that is okay with sending Michelle Obama $10 to protect Obamacare.
Well, we got a fascinating email from Roger H.
Where does Roger H. live? Minot. Okay, here's Roger H. He says, as soon as I get the email solicitation from the First Lady, I'll be sending him the $10. You ask, protect from who? I say, protect from you yahoos. propagandizing against the ACA. That's who.
I always thought of myself as more of a Google than a Yahoo. But
Yeah.
And a Republican House that is bent on politicizing the health care issue. If you keep it up, you may win the Senate and White House. We need to fight the propaganda and lies. Stop the lies. I'm a proto-senior. What does that mean? Proto-senior?
Got me. Prototype senior?
And I'm saving a bundle with the ACA. You and your whacked-out right-wing listeners would undoubtedly characterize me as a leech for utilizing a tax credit. Well, he who is out with... Well, let's see here. Well, he who is without tax credits can throw the first stone. Well, Todd, I think you threw the first stone. Do you have any tax credits that you're
No.
Yeah, I don't either. So I guess we're okay to at least... I don't know that we're throwing stones. I think we asked a question.
But I'm not sure that Roger knows the political leanings of all of our listeners either.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to characterize in that way, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, we do have Joanne, and Joanne wants to weigh in too. Leonard and Dickinson wanted to talk about agriculture, though. First up, 800-228-0550. Hello, Leonard. You're on What's On Your Mind. Tell us.
I don't understand why the farmers in North Dakota and other farmers can't grow hemp. Hemp is a great material for biomass, produces diesel fuel, but it's illegal. Why is that?
I believe it's a law enforcement issue. I know because obviously there are legal uses for hemp, but there are also ways where you could use the legal, the ability to do it to, sell it for illegal uses. So usually when that debate comes up, law enforcement says this would make our job tougher. That's the arguments I've heard before, Leonard.
Well, I think that's baloney.
Do you?
And we've got 14 states or so that sell medical marijuana. Colorado just came online and selling it legally. Industrial hemp, if you would smoke it, from what I've read, you'd be going to the bathroom all day.
Well, that's not a pretty thought. I don't want to even have that visual, Leonard. But
I don't either. But yeah. I mean, I do read a lot, and I understand that if 10% of the farmers would grow hemp, we'd be totally independent of foreign oil.
Say that one more time.
If 10% of the farmers in the United States would grow hemp, we would be totally independent of foreign oil.
But it's
illegal.
Yeah, I'm going to have to write that stat down. I know that seems a little far-fetched for me, but I don't know. Maybe other listeners will agree or disagree. We'll find out, Leonard. Appreciate you calling. Glad you're listening in Dickinson on 550 K-Fire. Ray and Mandan called during the break. What's on Ray and Mandan's mind? Let's find out.
Yeah, this is Ray from Mandan. Well, don't you know that the government and the politicians create automatic robots with their propaganda and lies for voting, whatever they want to do? They got control of the people, so they'll take care of everything. Bye.
Maybe he's talking about the minimum wage being hiked to 10-10, and that's the idea that they're going to take everything. Here's the thing that bothers me about the minimum wage hikes. I believe what the president is doing here, he's really pandering because he's made an announcement that the federal workers will get an increase of $10.10. Todd, how many federal workers do you know that make $10.10 an hour?
Not many.
Are there any?
No.
I don't think there are. I would love to know.
Deliberately soft-selling.
I don't know. There might be.
I'm sure there are.
There has to be an infant, just minuscule little percentage.
Yeah.
But what it is, it's a pander to the union, see? Because many of the union wages are tied to the minimum wage, so if you hike the federal minimum wage at 10-10, what you did was give union folks a raise, okay? Now, what politically it's used to do, in my opinion, you tell me if I'm wrong, it's used to say, see, we care for the little guy. You know, by golly, those evil employers, they're screwing people. They aren't paying them enough. So we need to hike the minimum wage. So it's a pander. Now, in fact, if we had in this program Dr. Walter Williams, Art Laffer, Stephen Moore, economists that crunch numbers for a living, like those three, they would tell you that hiking the minimum wage actually means less jobs in the marketplace. And it always hurts the folks that are, you know, a company, for instance, might want a training wage to say, you know what, let's give this kid a chance. But if they hike the minimum wage, they can't use the training wage, they don't hire them.
Mm-hmm.
And African-American youth are among the worst that are hurt when you hike the minimum wage. So the minimum wage isn't this deal of, come on, let's help people out. It actually hurts the people, the folks who propose raising the minimum wage for it to help.
Someplace in a box, I've got a cartoon where the manager of an ice cream shop is talking to his teenage staff and is saying, well, the good news is some of you are going to be getting a raise. The bad news is, in order to pay for that, I got to let some of you go.
Thank you.
I mean, there you are.
That's what happens. I mean, walk a mile in somebody's shoes is actually signed the front of a payroll check instead of a back of a government check. I mean, it's a whole different world, folks. Brett, listening on iHeartRadio, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Brett.
Yeah, I was going to follow up on that guy that just called about hemp. Back in the 30s and 20s, there was a logging tycoon that launched a smear campaign against hemp because he had logging rights and stuff like that. He didn't want to lose money on logging. Why does the logging industry have a monopoly on paper? I mean, you can make paper out of hemp. I mean, why does the logging industry have to have a monopoly on paper?
Good question, I guess. Right. So you think it's okay? You'd be with our guest from Leonard and Dickinson.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, well, hemp should be industrialized. It should be used. We can totally replace oil if we grew hemp, and hemp grows like a weed.
Didn't we vote on this in North Carolina back? Am I dreaming that?
I don't know if we did or not.
I remember the debate. I don't remember if it was an actual vote or, you know, if it was a proposal in the legislature or what it was, but I remember this debate not all that long ago.
Hopefully somebody can set us straight as to what is this scare with hemp? Why is everybody so, it sounds like people are kind of afraid of it.
Well, we talk ag issues a lot on the program, and, you know, the Farm Bureau was already on today, but we'll certainly make a note to ask in the future and get some answers. Brett, appreciate your call. Glad you're listening on iHeartRadio. That's an easy way to listen to us, folks. And download it if you don't have it, and check out iHeartRadio. A great way to go. If you're not listening on 550 KFIRE or 910 KCJB or KLTC in Dickinson or KTGO in Tioga or AM 1100 The Flag, iHeartRadio is a great way to go. It's the iHeart app. That's awesome. And by the way, tomorrow will be the Sweet Crude Travel Center, junction of Highway 200 and 85. 85 and Highway 200 in Grassy Butte. The Sweet Crude Travel Center grand opening is on, and I'm going to be there for Cloverdale Day tomorrow. Meaning, if you come by between 8 a.m. Through the lunch hour, I'll hand you a free Cloverdale Bacon Biscuit Sandwich. I'm buying the Cloverdale Bacon Biscuit Sandwiches.
I'm speechless.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be great. They're having a Super Bowl party there, too. This goes through Sunday. Sweet Crude Travel Center broadcasting live tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. Join us.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, has done it again with another great special. Brian Burgraff, tell us more.
The Scott Hennon offer that we have out there, when that's $75 for any room that's available when you call in midweek, and or $99, which includes the room plus 2 hours of snowmobile rental on one of our great Polaris sleds.
It's the room and the snowmobile rental, $99 a night. Yeah, it is.
Can't go wrong with that special.
You can't. And again, that's any room.
If you need to, you can actually take that the 2 hours and add on more hours at a reasonable price as well. So if you want to go 4 hours instead of the 2 hours, you can do that, too.
And by the way, the best part of that deal is literally they start the snowmobile for you. You hop on. You go. I mean, it's right out the door. You're on the trail.
Right out the door here. The Heartland Trail is right outside our back door. You hop on that, and you can go for miles, literally hundreds of miles.
To book the Scott Snowmobile Special, go to chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott, or call 888-CHASE-06. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
On your mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hill. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Boy, a lot of folks don't agree with Roger. We have two schools of thought here on the $10 donation to help protect Obamacare that the First Lady of the United States, Michelle Obama, is asking
do
for.
And don't, right?
Right.
Those are the two schools?
Okay. The two schools of thought. We have one from Roger H. in Minot. He didn't want us to use his last name. I wonder why. I don't know. I mean, but we're not going to use his last name. He sent it to us. If you want to be anonymous, you don't have to say Roger.
Absolutely.
But, you know, yeah, we don't care. And then Joanne said they were talking about it at a local business here in Bismarck.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, hey, I want to do $10 up, but I want to do $10 that'll help stop Obamacare, right? She had a different view, and she wanted us to kind of, so she said they're going to start a little pool at work or whatever you call that,
yeah,
and collect a few bucks, but for the opposite reason. So our question is, are you in Roger's camp? Are you in Joanne's camp? Joanne and Bismarck, Roger and Minot, opposite opinions. We've asked the question on Facebook, and I have to tell you, Joanne is winning, and right now it's a landslide. All right?
Somehow I think this is going to come up in the next presidential election cycle. I think this is going to be hammered upon
yeah.
in debates and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not going to be able to get away from it.
All right, we got to get Mike and Hatton in here, and then we're going to chat with Mark Nisbet, who is the head of XL Energy in North Dakota, and talk a little bit about an issue we've all been interested in, and that is the disruption of the natural gas pipeline that supplies XL Energy customers in eastern North Dakota. And it made for a chilly Hennen household over the weekend, and lots of other folks. We'll talk with Mark about that in just a moment. But Mike from Hatton's been waiting to weigh in. Mike, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. Good morning. I just hope I'm not reiterating here because I just tuned in, but I heard people talking about the federal minimum wage. And the only people who are going to make $10.10 an hour are seasonal workers, people they hire periodically just for the summer or what have you. Those types of folks will get that kind of a wage, but regular full-time employees will not. And they may just be using this as a ploy. Somebody may have already made this point, but I think there's a lot of mind-numb robots out there that are going to say, oh, the federal wages are getting that, so civilian companies should be paying that $10.10 an hour for their minimum wage, and I think that's kind of where they're trying to push it.
Well, what he's doing tonight, we understand. This happens, and all presidents do this of all parties. They leak out a little story before the State of the Union so that they can get a couple of days news cycle out of this. So they last night put out a thing that said tonight he's going to sign an executive order saying federal workers get a minimum wage of $10.10, and he's going to propose that everybody do it, that it be the law, that Congress would have to pass that. He can't do that by fiat, by executive order. And so that's coming tonight in the speech. You going to watch it, by the way, Mike?
I am not going to watch it. I don't want to hear what he has to say. There's plenty of people like yourself that go through that misery, and you can update me on what he had to say. I just don't rather listen to the man.
Should I get hazard pay? He called it misery.
Say,
yeah. Sorry, Mike.
I want to say that I'm also supporting Joanne's side on this deal. Joanna Bismarck, I'm on her camp. So
all right,
we'll put that down.
Yeah, we'll mark you down. Joanne's winning by a landslide right now, but appreciate it. Our next guest is Mark Nisbet. Mark is with XL Energy, and he is the top man for XL Energy in North Dakota. They are a investor-owned utility and supply. Well, he could probably tell me how many customers they have in North Dakota. Mark, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How you doing?
Well, good, Scott. Thanks for the invite. And, yeah, 100,000 electric customers, and we have about 70,000 natural gas customers. That's also counting our numbers in East Grand Forks and Moorhead that were part of this conservation plea that we were involved with.
So tell us what happened with this pipeline explosion in Canada that disrupted the supply and was a cause for some conservation efforts over the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. TransCanada is a major mover of natural gas straight from the natural gas production fields in Canada, east-west across Canada. And our supplier, Viking Pipeline, connects to TransCanada to supply our operations in the valley. With that massive explosion on the TransCanada line, it quickly became apparent that as the weather started dropping, that we could face some emergency situations. So we spent some time evaluating it, put our engineers to work on it, called on our other friends in the utility businesses to look for alternate supply routes. WBI has a line, smaller line coming into Fargo from the west, asked for all the energy we could get there, but at any rate, we came to the determination that even with all of those efforts, as brutally cold as it was going to get, we could call on our residential customers to reduce load, and that would help us maintain pressure, make sure we didn't have natural gas outages here. And we got a great response from our customers, and I heard you mention it had been cool in the Hennon household, so I take that to mean that you listened and you got the request from us, and we need to give you one of our hero awards for doing that.
Well, we just following the rules. So we were at lunch after church, as we usually do as a family on Sunday, and we were watching that outdoor hockey game, the Rangers and it was the Devils and I forget who was playing, but it was a hockey game outside, and they had a scroll on the television that said XL Energy customers, because of a disruption, asked to turn the temperature down to 60 degrees.
Wouldn't your son get that award then and not you?
Yeah, he definitely gets the award, because Mark will like this. You know what he did? He got home and he started opening a couple of doors, and I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm trying to get it down to 60. I said, "No, they're not. It doesn't have to go to 60 on it. You know, we don't have to heat the outside."
That's the best story I've heard yet. That's spectacular. So,
you know, I'm thinking if anything, that makes it worse, because then what if you get to 59, 58 and kick the furnace on? You wouldn't have had to kick it on so soon. So that's just being counterproductive.
Yeah.
And yet somehow he gets the award.
It's fully counterproductive, but it's interesting, the willingness to try to look for solutions.
And by the way, did you notice it? Was there a noticeable of, what I wondered about is, okay, it's Sunday. How many businesses, are at 63, 64 waiting for everybody to come back to work? And, but did you know people complain?
Yeah, we had a lot of people comply. If you followed social media, there were some people thinking it wouldn't be, wouldn't make sense to do it, or we weren't going to get that type of response. But I think on social media, that community appeal and if there were doubters, it seemed like those on social media convinced them that it was better to have it 60 in the house than face the brutal wind chills that might be coming our way without natural gas. So, yeah, we were very appreciative of it, and we charted between the business customers and the residential customers, we charted a substantial drop.
Well, that's interesting. Well, that is good. And, you know, it was a bit of a wake-up call for us, quite honestly, to say, you know, maybe a space heater or a little electric heat or whatever. Is there still such a thing as off-peak where you have an alternative source and get a little break on your utility to have a different source of heat, Mark?
Yep, there is such a thing as off-peak on the electric side is where that goes. And in essence, these program customers of ours are doing a gas off-peak. They have backups of fuel oil or propane. So in essence, that's what they're doing. The large industrial customers have a contract. They get lower prices throughout the year. And then when they interrupt, when we're facing those system peaks, they do switch to a secondary source of fuel. And as you notice, propane right now is somewhat in short supply. It's just a bitterly cold stretch here. We were well prepared for it, but this was a massive disruption in the flow of gas into the area.
Now, hopefully this is you're okay with there's no such thing as a dumb question. But, you know, it did occur to me since I had just flown over the Bakken and saw what I consider to be really the beauty of the flares, right, because you really get a sense of all the commerce that's going on when you fly over. On the other hand, we all agree long term it's not good. You know, it's wasteful, and, you know, you want to use it either, you know, at the well site for power generation or ultimately to funnel through gathering systems to the processing plants. North Dakota would be pretty self-sufficient for natural gas if we were able to, you know, capture natural gas in the west at the well sites as part of oil production and funnel it east. Is that practical?
We think it's getting more and more practical to consider that. As a company, Xcel Energy would love that, but that's us putting pressure on some of our suppliers to build those pipelines. We would certainly welcome the extra capacity that it could provide to the eastern half of the state. And in fact, have been in discussions with some of our suppliers and truly believe there is a potential for that going forward.
Because that would be a game changer. You know, and again, another example of North Dakota just being blessed with so many commodities that really can make a difference and not, in this case, have to rely on one pipeline. And I assume it's not practical to have the redundant pipelines of natural gas in your case?
Yeah, well, we're not just we do have redundant features. That's why we were able to keep going. But again, it gets to the question when you get into the third and fourth backups is where you start seeing pleas like this. The fact that there in essence were three lines that were disrupted or out of normal because of that explosion. So yeah, we went deep into the redundancy, but from my take and from customers' sake, we absolutely have to take a look at it and see what we could do to address that issue, Scott.
And, you know, the other irony in this is everybody obviously looked at what happened in Castleton and other places and said, boy, we need more pipelines, which, by the way, I think pipelines are, you know, cheap, efficient, and there's so many of them you don't even know they're there, and so the controversy over pipelines sometimes to me is kind of crazy. On the other hand, you know, pipelines aren't explosion-proof either, as we learned, I guess, in this case, right?
No, as we learned, I think overall the record has been pretty good, but this indeed, again, is the wake-up call. But I think I get involved in some state issues and the issue of more pipelines, getting trucks off the road, the amount of traffic we see by rail through town. And it has to be a balance, Scott. You know that to keep the oil field strong, it's going to take a balance and both sides working on the issue. I think we just have to stay engaged on these energy issues, you know, the way you do. I know you put a lot of effort into it. So it's sort of the question of the day for North Dakota.
Last quick question, about 30 seconds left. I've heard some people grumble that Xcel Energy needs to invest more in North Dakota in the way of infrastructure, that, you know, power outages, and I don't know if this is obviously a Canadian issue, but what do you say to that argument?
What I say is it's a good chance for me to give our commercial. The work that we're doing to strengthen our system here, the CapEx transmission line coming into the state, that's a multi-billion dollar project, but in North Dakota, we're going to have 30 miles of new pipeline, a new transmission line in the state. We've spent $30 million on our substations up and down the value. We're replacing cable, and we had great overall electric reliability this year.
Got it. So you're doing it. You're doing it is the point. Appreciate you joining us, Mark. Take care.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
With freezing temperatures, now's a great time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your truck. Caused by those muddy conditions we experienced this year in the Bakken. Before it gets any colder, stop it and get your vehicle clean for winter at the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Megan, the manager, is on the phone to tell us about this wonderful new $3.5 million facility. What are folks saying about the North Dakota Truck Wash, Megan?
Man, things are going great here. We've got a new mud blaster system that was just installed. It blasts 50 gallons per minute on the trucks and blasts that mud and ice right off.
And they have all new hours, now open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. And guess what? You get 10% off when you use the truck wash between 7 and midnight and 4 and 7 a.m. For some reason, when it's dark outside, some folks don't realize they're still washing trucks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. So come on in, morning, noon, and night. Again, open 4 a.m. until midnight. Give them a call at 701-628-1550 and take advantage of that late-night discount, 7 p.m. to midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash behind the Senex in Stanley, or look for the signs off Highway 8. The North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's best, Stanley, North Dakota.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Why do farmers do what they do?
Why do farmers do what they do, Scott?
And, you know, that in itself is sort of infectious. So lots of other people then say, they start asking it. And the other day somebody said, you know, farming, it isn't what it used to be. And so they wanted us to ask Don, who's our Farm Bureau expert, why don't farmers want to go back to the good old days? So, Don, can you help us out here?
If you look at the numbers, going back to the so-called good old days aren't really as good as you might think. Now, bear with me as I share a few statistics that hopefully will shed a little light. Improvements in chicken housing and manure management have reduced greenhouse gas emissions for egg production by 71% compared to what it was in 1960. That's like taking 5.2 million cars off the road for a year. Today's pork farmers use 41% less water, 78% less land, and that translates into a 35% smaller carbon footprint. And that story can be repeated over and over. Farmers work hard to make improvements that continue to decrease the environmental impact of raising our food.
Thanks, Don. We got our answer. That's why we ask, why do farmers do what they do? And if you want to ask a question, please do me this favor. Go to ndfb.org, ndfb.org, and the Contact Us page, go right there, send a note, and tell us what questions you have. We'll get you answers. I also have to tell you about my friends at High Plains Apache, your official North Dakota Apache sprayer dealer. You know what? I've been talking to some growers, and they have told me they are enamored. And that's a word that I actually have heard, enamored with the High Plains Apache sprayers. And you know why? The five-year warranty I hear about a lot. Folks just say they absolutely love it. In fact, Patty said, my husband had the idea of looking up at an Apache sprayer, and so I checked it out to see if it makes sense for us financially. When we looked at it on paper, we were amazed. We compared the cost of continuing to hire a company to spray for us when we couldn't get in the field late season versus buying an Apache. We quickly realized the cost alone couldn't account for purchasing a new Apache. I think if anyone made that comparison, they'd be surprised. It's more feasible to own an Apache than you might think. Patty Abbott said that. So I would encourage you to stop and see the good folks at High Plains Apache. They're in Frontier off I-29 south of Fargo. You'll see the big sign. They're also in Mandan, where you can check them out online. And to find out what other growers are saying about High Plains Apache sprayers, they're going to be, along with Todd and I, at the KFAR Ag Show coming up on the 10th and 11th of February at the Bismarck Civic Center. And you and I are going to be
there. Or the 11th and 12th, or whenever we decide to hold it. Yeah.
I'm sorry, what's the day?
Tuesday and Wednesday, the 11th and 12th, KFYR Radio Agri International. And we've got a whole big lineup for you at KFYR.com, so you can read all about it. But it is the Tuesday and Wednesday, 11th and 12th.
Got it. All right, so Tuesday and Wednesday, 11th and 12th. I need to flip the calendar from January to February. We can do that this weekend. Anyway, so check it out. All right, who's waiting here? Let's see. We have a listener in Aberdeen, South Dakota. That's up next. It's Harold. Hey, Harold, what's on your mind?
You know, I was thinking of this year. You know, you see on the TV all the time ads wanting to help the veterans by sending $19 a month. I think we have 47 million plus people on the dole, the welfare dole. How about if we take $1 a month away from them and spend my tax dollar to help the veteran instead of to help the people that don't want to maybe help themselves in some cases?
Are you suggesting, Harold, that instead of, for instance, you know, protecting Obamacare and sending Michelle Obama, that folks take a buck instead of 10 and give it to vets? Or are you saying that the dollars they're already getting from us, they ought to take better care of the veterans?
The dollars we're already getting from us, instead of helping people that, in some cases, don't help themselves, you know.
Sure.
It would be much better spent, and I'd like my tax dollar to go to help the vet. And like I say, there's 47 million of them plus. And that'd be quite a little of a boost there to be able to get them some of them tractors and things they really need.
It's a much more productive effort. I love the idea. I love the idea.
Maybe other people would, too, and I'm not a very big high up in the political world. In fact, I'm nothing. But maybe some politician that is listening will grab a hold of this and get a couple of three on the other side, and both sides will get something done on it. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, call again, Harold. It's good wisdom, and you're far from nothing. You're of great value to us. Here's a call that came in off the air that agrees with Joanne. Wants in on the Joanne Fund. Go ahead and roll that one.
Good morning, Scott. I agree with Joanne. I think it's totally absurd and that we ought to be putting $10 per person in this whole country to get rid of them, to go for honesty back in the White House. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Do you think Joanne has any idea what she started here? And by the way, given the follow-up emails we're getting from Roger and Minot, he's not going to play nice about this. You know, Roger's getting a little cranky on us. Isn't he? Hey, is that a fair description?
There's two sides to an issue. They're both willing to step up and fight for their position. Let's see who wins.
That's exactly right. All right. So, Roger, you need to rally the troops maybe and get things going tomorrow. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here tomorrow as well. We'll get an update on why propane prices have spiked. What the heck is going on there? Ken Satrin, the president and CEO of PetroServe USA, who is paying more for propane wholesale to sell to residential customers as well, and commercial customers. So, two things, programming notes. And by the way, Friday, Senator Heidi Heitkamp for a full hour in our 9 o'clock hour taking your calls. Tomorrow we're at the Sweet Crude Travel Center, the junction of 285, Highway 85 and 200 Grassy Butte. They're having a grand opening celebration. If you come by between 8 a.m. and the end of the lunch hour, I'm going to buy you a Cloverdale bacon biscuit sandwich for 99 cents tomorrow. They're giving away tablets, like iPad tablets, T-shirts, hats, lots of goodies, free Cloverdale food. The grand opening celebration goes today through Sunday. See you, folks.
Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Weefold, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since a ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it, it's also given this chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy, in the world, as a matter of fact. And we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at USSND.com. All gifts are tax deductible. USSND.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com, and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.